Listen, was here, had a brother younger than him, killed the 31st day of last July on top of an oil derrick here at Medina. Got electrocuted. And he was here a while yesterday.
I think I read about that.
I think you did too. Picklesheimer was his name. And he said he wouldn't sit down. He said, I haven't got time. He said, we want to go from here to the Social Security office. We want to get our Social Security started.
So?
Thank you. I will call your attention to something else.
I study a heap about it. And there's a lot of other old people study about it. There sure wasn't much left for the old people getting like me and my wife up to Roosevelt's administration.
Mm-hmm.
My father was in the Civil War. He barely drawed $75 every 3 months.
Hmm.
Well, that was his pension. That's what he had to live on. And why, how old was he? 77?
77, 78.
Something along there. Hmm. Well, then, the 77-year-old men now are drawing more than that.
Oh, yeah. I had a friend of mine.
Now, that was barely $25 a month, don't you see? And he drawed his quarter. Annual.
I had a friend who lost a leg in the Second World War. He got 160 back in 46, I think. Of course, that's small compensation for a leg, but at least it helped.
Oh, yeah. Well, our state senator here, he draws 200.
What part of service? You in the Marines or the Air Corps?
No, I was in the Air Force. I guess it was the Air Corps. Yeah. No, it was the Air Force. United States Army Air Force.
United States Army. Have they got you in the reserve?
I got out in 52.
52.
I was up for reenlistment in the inactive reserve and went down for classification. For an M-day assignment, in case of mobilization, they give you an assignment and say, we'll call you in so many days.
Yeah.
I was working toward my doctorate up in Michigan, and I knew it would take me at least 90 days to finish up. If I'd get immediate notice anyplace along the line. So I told him this. The sergeant was classified, we took his big rubber stamp and stamped 30-day notice on the form. And I thought, well, here's one chance where I can fool the Army. And about a week before, I'd gotten my papers to I'll sign up again for another 7-year hitch in reserves.
Yeah.
So I turned it down. And it didn't bother me a bit. I'd been in for 10 years then, so.
Yeah. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Well, shoot, they didn't let me do anything.
Oh.
Back in 46 when I was down in Arizona, I used to go out to the air base there near Tucson to fly.
Yeah.
Sometimes there'd be somebody who could check me out. I was checking out the new airplane that I hadn't flown before.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd just go out there and they'd say, no, you can't do anything today. Go out there to fly their late trainer and keep instrument proficiency. And sometimes I could. One day I went out there and all the personnel had gone to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pay us anything, man. They didn't even pay us transportation to the base.
They didn't?
No. They didn't give us a red cent. They just thought we'd do it because we liked to fly. A lot of us did it.
Yeah.